Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.
For the Sandman Mattress Factory, time to go inside the Torquay camp with our Leopold Sporties Player of the Day. Sitting alongside our very own Jane Birch is superstar Torquay. I love him. He's good fun to watch. Billy Henderson.
Well, Billy, congratulations from a team perspective, getting across the line in that one, and also from an individual point of view as well. You were super consistent. We chatted on the way to the van throughout the four quarters. I think your defensive structure was excellent all day with you and Benny McNamara down there. But in terms of that win today, were you a little bit surprised at what Drysdale delivered in that first half and how tight it was?
No, not really. We've had a good battle over the last 4 or 5 years with Drysdale. It's always a hard, contested game with them, and we knew they were going to bring it, and it was real slog all the way to the end, really. Like, the scoreboard probably doesn't show how hard the game was. So, yeah, full credit to them, and they're only going to get better with a few players to come back, from what I've heard. So, yeah.
You look like you've got really good balance across the ground in terms of experience and, you know, some youth out there, some really exciting prospects too. Is it an exciting time to be a part of the Torquay Tigers this year, and do you feel like or sense that, you know, you're really building into something special?
Yes, slowly. We've had a couple of mishaps. Obviously against Amos we weren't great, and then last week we bounced back really good, but we haven't really put four full quarters together just yet. But then obviously we've got some young guys like Vivi McCarthy. He's coming today. Louis Diamond played his first game. So we've got plenty of young guys that are coming in. There's still a few young blokes that are injured to come back in too. So then, yeah, we've got our, obviously, a few more experienced players that can help and hopefully guide them to on the ground where they can run and lead and get the footy.
You want to devour that dim sim, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I only got one. I was spewing. I needed a couple more, and a can of Coke wouldn't be the worst thing either.
So hang on, there's a can of Pepsi there if you want it. You can take it.
I'll grab one after.
$5 for $5, by the way, at APCO. You can get potato cakes and dimmies, which is good if you're heading out of town this afternoon.
Oh, my gosh.
Happy days.
What are we doing?
No, I just saw the dim sim, and I'm going, oh, Billy, I hate
just
you.
Just a consumer advisement. I like that. It's nice. Customer service announcement.
You obviously, we know you can play anywhere on the ground, but it's in recent years you've settled in down back. But just talk to us of the partnership with Benny McNamara since he got back from St. Joey's.
I guess we've both played GFL footy, so I guess we've kind of got that experience, and then we've come back and we kind of work really well together. He does yell at me a lot on the field to kind of direct me and guide me, which really I need. Otherwise, I'd probably look like a headless chicken out there trying to find my opponent. So I suppose he's the one that directs us all, and it kind of wasn't for him, I'd get dare say our structures wouldn't be as strong in our back six.
Yep. Your depth, the fact that you've got somebody like a Paul Birchall running around in your reserves that you can just go, oh, mate, plug and play, in you come, play your role. But then you talk about the kids, and, you know, we were rapt to see Louis Diamond today kick a goal as well, you know, the way the players reacted as well. You know, he served his a bit of an apprenticeship in the twos. The club's got that ability to do that, haven't they? You know, well, if you're not quite ready for 2 o'clock footy, you'll get a good ground at midday, and when you do get here, you'll be ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Birch, for one, he was in really good form, but I guess he just had to buy his time. And then I guess same with Louis Diamond. From what all reports, he had a really strong pre-season. It's just he just had to buy his time, and what is it today, round 8, so he's done a good 7-8 weeks worth of work, and he's earned it, which is really good to see. So now it's his to hold, I guess. So yeah, all the best to him.
You've apart from Benny Mack, you've got a pretty settled back line, and I think we spoke to Dom the last time when you played the Surf Coast Suns. It certainly creates that movement for you. You've got Croxford and a few others who just your ball movement, but also probably the delivery of the footy into the middle, because you know that you got Bogue and Dark who are pretty, you know, close to the ground in terms of what you need to do. But you seem to be able to, you know, where each other are going and doing.
Yeah,
it's pretty settled, and it has been for a while.
Yeah, I guess that's one thing. We've all played a lot of footy together, so yeah. I guess over time you know where each other's running patterns, where they go, their strengths, and where they are going to be. So I guess that's the continuity you gain over, I guess, the last 4 to 5, even 6 seasons, probably since COVID, really. It's been pretty settled. Like, obviously, we lost Oscar Lewis and Charlie Hem, Ollie Tate, but then we haven't really... And then we've got... who's come, Will Montebello's come back this year and he's made a real difference. So it's, yeah, you just throw it around. But there's probably four of us, five of us that's really stayed there for the last few seasons. Yeah.
Yeah, and the integration then to be able to bring a Montebello back in and get him to play.
Yeah.
Start to understand the systems about how you're trying to play.
Kind of gives him a bit of confidence and free will to play his natural game and guide him through it. Yeah.
We're speaking with our Leopold Sporty's Player of the Day, thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory, Billy Henderson from Torquay. He's Matty Dowling.
I wanted to ask on Will Montebello. Last time we called a Torquay game, it was against Surf Coast, and he kicked three, and then he played back today. Has that been something that's been in the works over the past couple of weeks that he's gone back there, or was that just something for this game?
He's been back for the last few weeks. I actually don't. That's probably a question to ask Dom. I actually don't know what made him go back there, but yeah, that's probably a question to ask Dom.
And then from a game structure perspective, it looked like today the amount of times that mids and halfbacks, when you're getting aggressive and being able to go forward inside 50, the ability to just be able to wheel and have confidence in putting the ball out in front of Trigg and Smith, you must really do well in that in terms of how you're training as well.
Yeah, we like to kind of be predictable to one another, knowing if we've got any left footers, so we all know if we're going to swing in our right, that their leading pattern's going to be on our right foot, not on our left side. So yeah, it's for forward, it's nice to know that we're going to wheel and just hit them up, hopefully.
Now, the most important questions, the Leopold Sporty's Player of the Day. It actually cost you a lot of money to go to Leopold from here. Petrol's not cheap these days, but that's okay. So, you know, the Sporties, you've been to the Sporties before, I hope.
Oh, I haven't really gone out to Leopold that much.
Really?
So
okay.
You've got a game against Queenscliff coming up, so maybe drop in after that one.
I don't even know where it is, so I'll have to put that in maps.
That's okay. Well, there you go. Modern technology, Billy. I like that. That's good. Are you swinging hands? Have we got a partner?
Nah.
You're single and ready to mingle.
Yeah, I'm
Watch
a bit
out.
Tired tonight. I think the couch is calling first.
Sounds like you're really gung-ho for that Torquay pub tonight, by the sound. You know Dane Swan's going to be up there. You should go to the pub with Dane. You'll be right.
Oh, no. I think takeaway's calling in the couch. So I think I'll be right. Give the pub a miss tonight.
Bulldogs and the Magpies on the TV. You'll be right. Okay, fair enough. All right, well, so you're not going to take any. So if you're going to take a good bloke from the club, who would you take for a feed at the Leopold Sporties? A good bloke?
Well, I'd take Tom Diamond, but last time I took him out, he spewed up his dinner, so I won't do that. So maybe I'll take out Louis Diamond for his first game.
And he kicked a goal. He was pretty happy about it. That's all right. Now, reptile that you'd never take, and you can't say Will Montebello because he's already been coughed up by Tynan Smith. So a bloke who, at the club, you would never take to the Leopold Sporties. Who's the reptile that you wouldn't take?
Oh, geez, that's a tough one.
No, it's not.
A couple of reptiles.
Just pick one.
Probably Banjo Dwyer, because we lived together for 6 months and he never bought me anything. So no food, no nothing. So
tip Banjo in, I love it. Injured and tipped in.
That's great.
I love it.
That's good.
I love it.
Billy, great form, as always. You're so reliable down there. Always fun to call Torquay games when you're on fire. Well done on our Leopold Sporties Award for today, and look forward to seeing you in the run to September, and no doubt we'll be calling Torquay during the 2026 final series.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Billy Henderson joining us on K-Rock Footy. Thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory, two convenient locations, St George's Road in Norlane and also Marshalltown Road in Grovedale.
Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.